the place he always went back to was Libya, when he was greeted as a sort of conquering hero by the grateful Libyans. Well, we know how that turned out. His adventurism in Libya led to obviously the deposition of Colonel Gaddafi, and it's becoming a completely failed state and a home for ISIS. So I'm not sure that was really an achievement. Look, apart from gay marriage, I'm really hard pressed to think what his achievements in, as Prime Minister were.
When he
I
said
don't think leading a coalition, for example, is a great thing.
When he said at the end of
another sign of failure.
Okay, but when he said at the end of that resignation speech, I will continue to do all I can in the future to boost my country, to support my country. Is that hand on heart?
Oh, totally. I mean, one thing I wouldn't question about Dave is his patriotism. I mean, he does believe in Britain, but he doesn't really have any core ideology as a conservative, I don't think. The last time I saw him, pretty much, was at a spectator party a few years back, and I'll bleep out the rude words, but I went up to him and
Thanks.
I said, Dave, why have you turned into such an effing C? Not an effing C, an effing lefty C.
Okay.
And he said to me, yes, I suppose I am rather more of a believer in big government than you are. But I genuinely wonder what his ideological core is. I don't think he has one, other than that, yeah, he thinks Britain is a jolly good place and it would be jolly better if David Cameron were running it.